it'll be a permanent presence where each mission adds more capability, and eventually we'll just have people living there.
This time, the aim is to turn the moon into a home from home. And when this new lunar base is established, the moon will become our launch pad to the rest of the solar system.
The exciting thing about the moon is it's near. It's 3 days away. And we can go and practice and perfect all the techniques and the tools and the kind of things that we need to do to really go off and explore our first foreign planet.
We'll bring tools and we'll bring some basic machineries, and then we'll use those machineries along with the lunar resources to make what I refer to as the brute force and ignorance materials. Bricks. One of the first uses of lunar material will be to make bricks so you can have some place to live without getting zapped by galactic cosmic rays.
But there doesn't seem to be quite the same urgency as in the 1960s. NASA's plan is to get back to the moon by 2018.
We have to develop a new lunar lander. We have to develop and establish the infrastructure on the surface of the moon that will allow us to live there for long periods of time. So as we start the development process, if we could develop it all at one time, then we could do it much quicker. We could get to the moon much quicker than 2018. But given that we have to do this somewhat serially, that we have to build the infrastructure for travel first, then we have to build the lunar pieces of it, it's going to take us between now and about 2018 to get there.
But NASA's public sector plod to the moon isn't quick enough for some. Now the moon is back in fashion, NASA have got competition. The players in the new space race are a mixture of dreamers, hard-headed businessmen, and publicity seekers. But they've got one thing in common. They want action now. This barren desert in a remote corner of Utah is the site of a unique experiment. For 1 week, it's standing in for the surface of the moon, complete with mock-up moon base. This is the Moon Society, a collection of scientists and space enthusiasts who are already preparing for a commercial mission to the moon.
Putting on a spacesuit is a two-person job, and not only because it's difficult, it also is an opportunity to have somebody else verify that you have all your connections secure and safe.
Their aim is to establish not just a human colony on the moon, but a full-scale industrial complex. So they spend their days in the Utah desert testing out the technology that could one day be part of their mission to the moon.